spoke about rage arias. Today, another kind of aria, the simile aria. These arias express emotion, but indirectly, by using analogy or simile. Often the singer's thoughts or situation is expressed through a natural phenomenon, a storm being the most popular, but also unusual ideas such as earthquakes or shipwrecks. The example which I've chosen for today comes from Handel's La Resurrezione, which is his first ever oratorio, one written in 1708 when he was 23 and living in Rome. 5 years previously, the Pope had banned opera completely in Rome for the sake of public morality. For 7 Spartan years, the Romans were only allowed oratorios as their musical theatre. There was comfort, though, for Handel's La Resurrezione had all the ingredients of opera: a love duet, a rage aria, a sleep aria, and 2 simile arias. There was also a large orchestra, and none other than Corelli leading the violins, also lavish staging and scenery. In the simile aria Cose la Tortarella, St. John compares the joy of the Virgin Mary at the resurrection to that of a turtle dove. The turtle dove fears that her mate has been snatched from the nest by a bird of prey, but then discovers with huge relief that he is alive after all. This is a da capo aria, and in the A section, the recorder and viola da gamba imitate each other with lilting lines very much like cooing birds. Suddenly, a threat appears, moving like a dark shadow over the music, with a startling, loud descending scale in the basses. In the B section, the orchestra portray the joy of the turtle dove as her mate returns. Being a da capo aria, though, the A section returns with those threatening scales. Here the tenor, John Mark Ainsley, sings the role of St. John in the aria Così la Tortorella from Handel's La Resurrezione, with Les Musiciens de Louvre and Mark Minkowski.
Tortorella, talor piange si lagna.
John Mark Ainsley singing Così la Tortorella from Handel's La Resurrezione with Les Musiciens du Louvre and Mark Minkowski.